Well, we can also look at the recorded appearances. Not only was Jesus' body absent from the tomb, it was seen elsewhere. And it wasn't a Weekend at Bernie's kind of thing. He was seen alive and well. He appeared first to his disciples, his direct followers, on a number of occasions. They were spread out over a period of about 6 weeks. And they're believable for a number of reasons. First of all, because the first records of Jesus' appearance came from women. Now, of course, it's been suggested maybe these stories were fabricated, right? Maybe the disciples claimed they saw Jesus alive, either because they just really wanted to see him, or because they, again, were going to perpetuate this myth and be famous. If they were going to do that, you think they would come up with the most believable, credible way of telling the story. But instead, they told the real story as it happened, and that meant women had seen Jesus first. In that day, in that culture, women couldn't even testify in court. Their testimony was not believable. It wouldn't be heard. And so if this question ever came to a court of law, as it did several times, those who saw Jesus first couldn't even be called in as witnesses. If I was going to make up a story, I would name some credible witnesses as being the very first ones who saw him. But it seems Jesus' followers told the story as it really happened. And of course, there's a great deal of meaning in the fact it was women and who the women were. It's an incredible thing, and it's a testimony to Jesus' relationship with women and the Christian church's continuation of that. It's a wonderful thing, but it would also have been less than convenient for telling this story and trying to prove it. And yet, that's the way the story is told and is still told. Doesn't seem like anybody has changed it to try and make it more palatable in Jesus' culture. Second, it's believable because of the number of people who saw Jesus alive. There are several recorded appearances, but one recorded by Paul in the Bible is that 500 people at once saw Jesus alive. Paul says it in a letter he wrote to the church in the city of Corinth, Greece, within about 20 to 30 years of Jesus' death. And he adds that some of the people who saw Jesus alive that day are still alive at the time that he wrote his letter. That was kind of an important thing. I'm glad he said that, because it meant that those who received his letter and passed it around and read it and read it aloud for others to hear all had the opportunity to go and test that out. It wasn't just Paul claiming that people saw Jesus risen from the dead behind closed doors and, you know, they're conveniently gone. You can't actually ask them today. You'll hear stories like that, right? We truly believe there were weapons of mass destruction. They're gone now. They were there, we're sure, but they're gone now. Shouldn't bring up politics. But that kind of thing, right? You know, nobody knows what to believe with those kinds of stories. Same with this one. If Paul had said, you know, people saw Jesus risen from the dead, but conveniently they all moved away, we don't know their names, that would be kind of ridiculous. But we have 500 people who could be asked if they saw Jesus all at once. It also makes it more credible because 500 people can't all hallucinate at once. They couldn't all have been taking the same drug or experiencing the same kind of psychosis as the others around them. 500 people is a hard group to manufacture and to convince to all tell a lie for you, unless you've somehow bribed them. And there's no way that would have happened. And considering who the disciples of Jesus were, they had nothing to offer. They were on the run because the person they were following had been killed as a criminal. They weren't wealthy men. They weren't men with any power or fame to offer those who told their story. It seems these people told the story simply because it was true. And this kind of appearance doesn't match what you'd expect of a hallucination or a dream. The stories that are recorded of Jesus appearing to people include that people touched him, ate breakfast with him, had extended conversations with him. He wasn't like a ghostly apparition that, you know, like in dreams, you know, you kind of think something happened, but you don't have all the details. It's all just kind of fuzzy. No, Jesus, people talked about extended conversations with him, that wrote down what he said, they touched him, they ate breakfast with him. This wasn't a ghostly apparition, it was a man with them. Yeah, yeah, there was something about his resurrection body that was different. It gives us hope that our resurrection bodies are different too, because there's lots of issues with our human bodies today. So there's hope in that, that his resurrection body was a little different from the one he had before his resurrection. Well, I hope you're finding this content interesting as we see how the witnesses to Jesus' resurrection help us understand today, so many years later, that Jesus actually did rise from the dead. We've got a question for you to think about and discuss. Why do you think Jesus appeared to the kinds of people he did, not to others? Also, some readings from the Bible. Please read John chapter 14 and 15, and as you do, reflect, why did Jesus promise the Holy Spirit at this point? Why will his followers need help at all? What are they going to be witnesses to? What's he foreshadowing here? Have a great discussion, great reading. I'll see you tomorrow.